നമസ്തേ. വാക്യകാരം ഒരറുചും ഭാഷകാരം പതഞ്ജലിം പാണിനിം സൂത്രകാരൻ ച പ്രണതോസ്മി മുനിത്രയം. ഗത പാഠേ സൂത്രാണാം തത്ര അകാരാന്തി ശബ്ദാഃ അസ്മാഭിഃ ദൃഷ്ടാഃ രാമശബ്ദാഃ ഹരിശബ്ദാഃ ഇത്യാദി. തത്ര വിശേഷേണ പ്രഥമയോഃ പൂർവസവർണഃ ഇതി സൂത്രമസ്തി. പ്രഥമവിഭക്തൗ ദ്വിതീയവിഭക്തൗ ച തത് സൂത്രം പ്രവർത്തതെ. തസ്യ സൂത്രസ്യ വിഷയേ തസ്യ അപവാദാഃ കേ അഥവാ തസ്യ ബാധകാഃ കേ കഥം തത് അഷ്ടാധ്യായാം സൂത്രാണാം പ്രവൃത്തിഃ ഇത്യാദി വിഷയേ കിഞ്ചിദുക്തം. സോ മെയിൻലി എക്സ്പ്ലെയിൻഡ് അബൌട്ട് പ്രഥമയോഃ പൂർവസവർണഃ ആൻഡ് ബാധ്യബാധകഭാവ. അസ്മിൻ പാഠേ അപ്പി തദ്വിഷയ ഏവ. സോ സം മോർ ബിക്കോസ് സം സൂത്രാസ് വി സ്റ്റഡീഡ് ദ Yeah, there are a few sutras we studied, some more sutras are there. And taha itopi kinchit atra jnatoyam asti, ataha tadvishaye eva adyapi vadishyami. Tatra ato gune iti sutrasya vishaye uktam maya. So how it is apavada, so what is the difference between apavada and paratvena badhaka and apavadatvena badhaka, because I mentioned ato gune akasavarane dirgha ityasmadapi puramasti, but ato gune idi sutram apavada sutram akasavarane dirgha ityasya ataha purvamasti chedapi akasavarane dirgha iti sutram badhate. It overrules akasavarane dirgha. So atra maya chitram likitam. So this helps to understand how the vyapti of different sutras and how this utsarga apavada vyavastha, utsarga apavada vyavastha or badhya badhaka vyavastha is presented by Panini. See, this is savarna dirgha santhi. Savarna dirgha santhi means akasavarne dirghaha iti sutram. So the area of akasavarne dirgha, then vriddhi. വൃദ്ധിരേചി ഇതി സൂത്രമസ്തി. ദെൻ ഇക്കോ എണചി ഇതി എൺ സന്ധി സൂത്രം. സി ദ അതോ ഗുണേ, ദ ഏരിയ ഓഫ് അതോ ഗുണേ ഇസ് ഇൻസൈഡ് സവർണ ദീർഘ ആൻഡ് വൃദ്ധി. ബിക്കോസ് അതോ ഗുണേ ഇത്യസ്യ കഹ അർത്ഥ, അതഃ ഗുണേ പരേ, ഗുണവർണേ പരേ. ഗുണവർണ നാമ അ എ ഒ. സോ ഇഫ് ദർ ഈസ് അകാര അ പ്ലസ് അ, then this is actually savarna dirgha, say. But ato gune overall savarna dirgha in this place if there is a plus a. Apadanta, but it should be an apadanta. There are some conditions to apply ato gune. Then if there is a plus a or a plus o, a a athava plus o. Idam vastutah vriddhi sandhehe sthanam. Kintu atra apadante iti akarah asti, tasmad ekarah atha okarah vartate, ato gune iti sutram pravartate. Evancha ato gune iti sutram the conditions of atogune, so partially it mixed with savarna dirgha and partially with vritti. Therefore, it is considered as apavada of savarna dirgha and vritti. Because the area of atogune and atogune is inside the area of savarna dirgha and vritti. Ataha atogune iti savarna dirgha vrittyoho apavadaha iti parigannate. Same with pratamayoh purasvarna also. You can say this is apavada. Because I didn't mention this in the previous class. I didn't say pratamayoh purasvarna apavada because I didn't explain all this. Now it will be clear. Is apavada pratamayoh purasvarna iti apavada av savarna dirgha vritti and yan. Sometimes it can be apavada of guna, but we didn't see the such examples, therefore I'm not showing that. So whatever we studied, on the basis of that, I'm showing this picture. Ataha savarna dirghaha vrithihi yen. Etesham apavadaha pratamayoh pura savarnaha. Iti vaktum shakyate. Yataha yatra yatra pratamayoh pura savarnaha pravartate. Tatra in some places vriddhi bhavati, some places savarna dirgha, uchit yan. Daharanartham Rama plus us. So savarna dirgha praptaha kintu prathamaya pura savarna bhavati. Evam vriddhi Rama au ata vriddhi praptaha. Evam Hari as yena praptate kintu prathamaya pura savarna bhavati. Okay. Kintu, yeah, in the same example, Rama plus us, I said in the previous class, Rama plus us atar kim asti prathamam savarna dirgha, because it is a big circle. Savarna dirgha praptaha, then ato gune overrules savarna dirgha. And see, the ato gune and prathamayo pura savarnaha, the circle of ato gune and prathamayo pura savarnaha is overlapping in this place, Rama plus us. Because atra ato gune ityasya api avakasha hasti, prathamayo pura savarnaha ityasya api avakasha hasti. Tada kim bhavati paratva, because it is para, prathamayo pura savarnaha itsutam paramasti, therefore it overrules ato gune. Ataha Ramas iti rupam siddhati. And these black are exceptions, apavadas to prathamayoh pura savarnaha. There are sutras like Nadichi, etc., which I mentioned in the last class. So they are apavada of prathamayoh pura savarnaha. So it means the area of those sutras are inside the area of prathamayoh pura savarnaha. Therefore, they are considered as apavada. And amipurvaha, which is applicable in Dityaya Bhakti Eka Vachana. Rama am Ramam atami purvaha purarupam bhavati. Ami purvaha pratamayoh pura savarnaha ityasyapi atogune ityasya cha apavadaha. Yatra atogune pravartate, in some places like Rama am Ramam, atra pratamayoh pura savarnaha praptaha tam badhate. Kuchit in and atra nasti udaharanam kuchit ato gune iti asyapi badhanam bhavitumarhati sakshat. Where prathamayo pura savarana not applicable, there also amipurva is applicable in some places. So evam atra sutrani. So what Panini does is he identifies this big circles first, like savarana dirgha. This is called utsarga. It's a general rule. These are utsarga. So yen is a utsarga, vritti is a utsarga, savarna dirgha is a utsarga. Idam sarvam samanya sutramasti. Then he identifies the apavadas, exceptions to this samanya sutras. So like prathamaya pura savarnaha, atogune, etc., they are apavadas to savarna dirgha, vritti, or yen. अतः प्रथमं सामान्यसूत्रं लिखति. इन् अष्टाध्याय आल्सो यु विल् फैण्ड् लैक् दट् ओन्लि देन् फस्ट् हि रैट् द सामान्यसूत्र देन् यु विल् फैण्ड् द एक्सेप्शन्स्. Apavada will always be later sutras to Utsarga, right? No, it's not needed to be later sutra because I showed the example previously. See, here only the Atogune. Atogune is Apavada of Savarna Dirgha, but it's not a later sutra. Just a minute. Show it. Go to the previous C. Here, Atogune is a. It's also apavada of akasavarna dirgha. It's also apavada of vriddhi. Apavada of both the sutras, but it is after vriddhi, but before akasavarna dirgha. But because it is an apavada, it overrules akasavarna dirgha. अतः अपवादसूत्रं सर्वदा परसूत्रमेव इति नास्ति. अपवादसूत्रं पूर्वमपि भवितुमर्हति, परमपि भवितुमर्हति. किन्तु अपवादः चेत् पूर्वमस्ति चेदपि उत्सर्गं बाधते. नमस्ते कल्याणजी.
नमस्ते जी, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
This is, you know, for some of us, at least the modern students who have some familiarity with software programming, this should be a reasonably simple thing to understand, because if you say y is equal to mx plus c, generally you understand x and y is unlimited. Then you go down and say except when x is equal to 0 and c is equal to 2. And it is exactly the same thing. This guy has written this thing as if it is an exact computer program. That's the easiest way for me to be able to comprehend.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. So, means this is how he wrote. So, this is the methodology he adopted.
I think he has done a great job, no doubt about that. But the understanding has become a little bit more difficult. If only you wrote them in equations form for at least some of us students. And it's the same thing with your introduction to Panini Pravesha, where all words generated in Sanskrit, everything, yesterday's words, today's words, and the words to be tomorrow, can all be represented by one simple equation, which is Dhatu plus Pratyaya plus Pratyaya plus Pratyaya plus the ending Pratyaya equal to the final word. It gives you the general equation. And every one of these small categories of general rules you have and exceptions you have, they are all subroutines within themselves, it appears to be. It appears to be clear if you were to think in terms of routines and subroutines. So maybe I'm going way beyond that.
Correct. Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
Anybody else has got the same thoughts in the group? I'd like to hear.
Yeah, please define an Apavada Sutra. Just by looking at a sutra, can you say whether it is Apavada or not? There's some question. Okay. Yeah. Just by looking, it's not very easy to say it's an apavada, because we have to consider other sutras also while saying whether it is apavada. For example, to say atogune is apavada, I should know both vriddhireti and akasavani dirgha. Means if I know these sutras, then only I can say, okay, there's an exception to these sutras. Otherwise, unless I know other sutras, just if I know vriddhireti and I don't know the meaning of akasavani dirgha, then I don't say atogune is apavada. I think, okay, it's not apavada, because it partially overrules vriddhireti. Ataha, the sutranam jnanam apekshitam bhavati. Sarvesham sutranam jnanam apekshitam bhavati. Tada eva Utsarga. Otherwise, we'll in books like Kaumudi or Kashika, etc., they mention this Utsarga is Apavada. This is the easiest way to know what is Utsarga, what is Apavada Sutra. Otherwise, we should be familiar with the meaning of sutras and how it applies in different conditions. Then we can say, okay, this is Utsarga is Apavada. And Utsarga Apavada is one type. Always, this is not the only condition. It's not the only relation, Utsarga and Apavada. As I mentioned, see, Ato Gune and in the next, just to show this one. Ekam Nimesham. Here, Ato Gune and Prathamayo Purasavarnaha. Ato Gune and Prathamayo Purasavarnaha. These two are not Utsarga Apavada Sutras. So just in one place, they are overlapping, but they are not Utsarga Apavada. Ato Gune and Prathamayo Purasavarnaha. Kintu, Prathamayo Purasavarna is later sutra compared to Ato Gune. Therefore, it overrules Ato Gune. Prathamayo Purasavarna is a later sutra, therefore it overrules Ato Gune, not because it is an apavada of Ato Gune. So, Paratva is one condition, is one type of relation, and Utsarga Apavada is another type of relation. But Utsarga Apavada is very strong. Idi Utsarga Apavada Bhavahasti, Tada Purvam Sutram Chedapi Badhanam Karoti. As in this example, if apavadaha puram asti chedapi ashtadhyayam arada puram asti chedapi apavada sutram utsarga sutrasya badhanam karoti. So atogune overrules akasvarna dirghaha yadyapi atogune sutram puram asti. Okay. Again, for the 8th chapter, 1st pada, the rule changes. 8th chapter, 1st pada. I didn't understand what happens to 8th chapter, 1st pada. From 2nd pada onwards, it was called Tripadi. So, Prathama pada kopi vishesha nasti. It is the same. Yeah, second pada. Yeah, so second pada onwards it is Tripadi. So in Tripadi we have to apply the first rule first in a Ashtadhyayi order. Yet Prathamam Asti Sutram, that Prathamam Bhavati. Yet Dvitiyam Sutram, Dvitiyam Pravartate. So there we have to follow the Ashtadhyayi order. Now, in here we are applying the later sutra. The later generally overrules. So we apply later sutra first in Sapasaptadhyayi. Yet Sutram Ashtadhyayam Uttaratra Asti. Agre asti, tatu prathamam tasya anvayam kurmaha. Kintu tripadyam it is opposite. We just follow the Ashtadhyayi order. Yad prathamam asti, tat prathamam pravartate. But there also, if there is Utsarga Apavada Bhava, if there is the Utsarga Apavada relationship between two sutras, then the Apavada overrules the Utsarga, whether it is Purva or Para. In Tripadya also. So it's Utsarga Apavada is very strong relation. Puram asti jedapi tasya badhanam karoti. Okay, see, Anubhavaji is writing, Panini's work is totally mathematical. We can see from the Venn diagrams, from the diagram before. Also, his work on meta rules laid foundation for formal logic, which forms an important system for linguistic and computer sciences. Yes, see, he agrees with Kalyanaji. So, yeah, correct. Okay, so therefore many people are working on this Sanskrit computation linguistics because they think Panini's work is more computational. Therefore, they are trying to apply this directly in programming to derive different forms and to understand Sanskrit words. Okay, astu. Idanim anyat udaharanam pashyamaha, akinchit agre gacchamaha. Okay. अत्र अहं गतपाठे रामौ ऐ शोड् द एक्साम्पल् आफ् रामौ कथं हौ द सूत्रस् आर् अप्लैड् इन् दट् रामौ नौ लेट् अस् रामौ अण्ड् आल्सो ऐ शोड् रामाः नौ लेट् अस् सी रामं द्वितीयभक्ति एकवचन राम राम अम् इति अकारात् परम् अकारः अस्ति. सो वाट् इस् द जनरल् रूल् अगेन् अकस्वर्णदीर्घः इस् जनरल् रूल् बिकास् अकारात् परम् अकारः अस्ति अतः अतः अकस्वर्णदीर्घः इति सूत्रं प्रवर्तेत. देन् द अतो गुणे इस् अपवाद आफ् अकस्वर्णदीर्घः एण्ड् अतो गुणे सेस् इफ् द अकार इस् एट् द अपदान्त पद पदस्य अन्ते नास्ति. सो राम इस् नाट् पद रामम् इस् अ पद अतः अपदान्ते अकारः अस्ति. तस्मात् परं यदि अन्यः अकारः वर्तते ह्रस्वाकारः तदा पररूपं भवति. सो अतो गुणे ओवर् रूल्स् अकस्वर्णे दीर्घः because it is an apavada. It says no, akasvarna dirgha is not applicable, but ato gune this sutra is applicable. Then prathamayo purasavarna overrules ato gune because it is a parasutra. Prathamayo purasavarna is a param, ato gune itasya apekshaya api param. So there is no utsarga apavada relationship between ato gune and prathamayo purasavarna, but Prathamayo Purasavarna is Parasutra compared to Atogune. And there is a conflict of conditions because Atogune ityasyapi atra anvayah bhavitum arahati Prathamayo Purasavarna. Prathama dvitiyayoho achipare. So the condition of Prathamayo Purasavarna ityapi atra ityasya condition api atra anvayah bhavati. Ataha Prathama dvitiyayoho. So ammiti dvitiyaya bhakteh ekavachanam. अतः द्वितीयविभक्तेः एकवचन प्रत्ययः अत्र अस्ति. अतः प्रथमयोः पूर्वसवर्णः इति सूत्रस्यापि अवकाशः वर्तते, अतो गुणे इत्यस्यापि अवकाशः वर्तते. किन्तु प्रथमयोः पूर्वसवर्णः इति सूत्रं परसूत्रम्, अतः अतो गुणे सूत्रं बाधित्वा प्रथमयोः पूर्वसवर्णसूत्रं प्रवर्तते. देन् देर् इस् अनदर् रूल् दट् इस् अमिपूर्वः. दट् इस् हियर् इट् इस् अमिपूर्वः. अमिपूर्वः इस् अपवाद आफ् प्रथमयोः पूर्वसवर्णः. As I showed in that chart, in the diagram, so Amipurvaha says if there is Am, then Purarupa Sandhi Bhavati, Amipare, Purarupam Bhavati. So again there is a conflict, there are Prathamayo Purasavaranaha Bhavativa, Amipurvaha Bhavativa, iti prashna. Now Amipurva is Apavada Prathamayo Purasavaranaha, Ataha Amipurvaha overrules Prathamayo Purasavaranaha. So Amipurvaha iti sutram pravartate. So there is no apavada or there is no badhaka to Amipurva sutram. Ataha Amipurvaha is the last sutra which we apply, then it becomes Ramam. There is no badhaka to Amipurvaha. Ataha Ramam iti rupam siddham. So first akasavarna dirgha, it was tasya, that was overruled by atogune because it is an apavada. Then ato gune is overruled by prathamayo purasavarnaha because it is parasutra. Then amipurvaha overrules prathamayo purasavarnaha because it is apavada of prathamayo purasavarnaha. So then we get the form ramam. Yeah, we need young folks to work on modern techniques. Yes, Kalyanaji says correct. So there bahu karyam asti actually. Okay, evam ramam. Then okay, prashna Venkateswaranji, namaste
sir. The general rules and the exceptions. What we understand is by general rule should be applicable in very many cases. Exceptions should be only a very very minority number.
Yes.
So, but every other step there is exception, there is general rule. See, that wouldn't you just, for this will be, for that will be, like that. Why does it go there, roundabout way of going, and then, you know, how to remember all that?
As I showed in this diagram, see, Savarna Dirgha and etc., they are very general, means they are applicable in many places. It can be in, here we are seeing the example of Subantas, it's applicable as a Santhi, it's applicable in Tinganta, it's applicable in Samasa, in many places Savarna Dirgha and these are applicable. Therefore, they are considered as general rules. But this Atoguna is applicable in only in some places, when Apadanta, when there is no Pada. So, compared to Savarna Dirgha, the Vyapti of Atoguna is very small. Before it's considered as Apavada. Same with Amipurvaha, again it is a Vyapti, again compared to Atoguna, the Vyapti of Amipurvaha is very small. Again there are many other sutras. So this means, this is the only way to write. So when there are crores of words, how to form rules? So we have to generalize first, and we have to see the exceptions to those general rules. So in a, it's difficult to write in other ways to language. So how to remember again? It's not easy, it's not very easy, because generally what happens in traditional study, what they do, they remember the all some complete Ashtadhyayi. It means they remember all these 4000 rules. So that they can think this is Utsarga, this is Apavada. Means they can calculate it in their mind. But nowadays it is a little bit difficult, because we have to see in the books and we have to decide, okay, this is Utsarga, this is Apavada. We have to practice that way only. Means abhyasat jnayate. When we see again and again, then we will know, okay, this is Uttarga and Apavada. So how do lawyers remember the various laws? Just by familiarities. Yes, correct. Okay, there are some other language came before to Vyakaranam. And to see a pattern in that, this method is Utsarga. And Apavada is applied, like lasting roads after the houses built. The roads cannot be always straight. Correct. So language always there. So Panini saw some pattern in that data. So what are the shabdas were there? He saw some pattern. So he generalized the common platform he found, that is, he made Utsarga, and he went on finding the Apavadas, exceptions to those general rules. And he placed in order in the Ashtadhyayi. Kalyanji.
Just one quick comment. You know, one of the reasons why it has taken us for so long to digest this information is partly because of the Anuvarti thing. Because, you know, if you don't really read the whole Ashtadhyayi, Anuvartis don't come into your mind fast enough. So if we were to teach it with the Anuvarti written at the end of every sutra, then it would be a lot easier to understand the sutra in its full glory. Otherwise, you got to go back and see what the Anuvarti says and reinterpret it. So that may be one important transformation we can make in teaching the language. I'm just my opinion. Thank you.
So same Ramam Ramau. Now let us take other shabdas. Hari shabda, aham hari shabdam sikuromi, udaharanam pashyamaha. Hari, see, hari plus au. Hari au. Now the general rule is iko anati, because there is ik, hari ik, ikvarna asti, then it followed by ach, that is au. Ataha iko anati iti praptam, and prathamayoh purvasavarnah overrules iko anati. Here it's apavada, therefore it overrules iko anati. Ataha hari iti rupam siddhyati. So there is no exception to prathamayoh purvasavarnah in this example. Then harihi hari harayaha is bahuvachana. Harayaha kim bhavati, hari plus us, it is jas pratyaya. Now atrapi iko anati is a general rule. Then prathamayo pura savarnaha overrules iko anachi. Then there is another sutra, jasi cha, is written here. Jasi cha, jas, this is jas. Jasi pare gunaha bhavati. Actually we studied this sutra in Hari Shabda. Jasi pare gunaha vidhiyate. To hraswanta, ikaranta and ukaranta shabda. Atah jas pratyayah, atah jasi pare gunah. So jasi cha overrules prathamayo pura savarnah. Again it's apavada. Atah jasi cha iti sutram prathamayo pura savarnah iti sutram badhate. So there is no apavada, there is no badhaka to jasi cha. Therefore we apply this sutra. Then hari gets guna, it becomes hare. Hare plus us, then sandhi harayaha. Harayaha iti rupam. This is because of jasita. So jasita overrules prathamayah pura savarnah in this example. It is given here. So jas ikaranta and ukaranta in hari shabda and guru shabda. Harayaha guravaha. Harayaha ityatrapi gunaha bhavati. Guravaha ityatrapi gunaha bhavati. So the jasicha overrules pura savarna dirgha here. Then okay, harihi hari harayaha harim harim samanam, but here instead of Kasavarna dirghaha, we have iko anati as samanya sutra. Hari am. See, hari am first, iko anati. Then, prathamayo pura savarnaha overrules iko anati. Then, amipurvaha overrules prathamayo pura savarnaha. Therefore, harim. Hari am harim. Pura rupa sandhi. Okay, harim, hari, harin, in harin, bahuvachana. Hari plus us, but here it is shas pratyaya, dvitiya bhakti bahuvachana pratyaya. Hari plus us, first iko anati is general rule, then prathamayo pura savarnaha overrules iko anati, and there is no exception to prathamayo pura savarnaha in this example. Hari plus us means shas, because this sutra says jasicha, jas pratyaye pare, but this is shas pratyaya, dvitiya bhakti bahuvachana pratyaya. It is shas, not jas. In prathama bhakti bahuvachana the pratyaya is jas, dvitiya bhakti bahuvachane pratyaya is shas. Ataha jasicha iti sutrasya anvayaha atra nasti. Evancha we just apply prathamayo pura savarnaha. Ataha haris, then it gets nakara by this sutra. Tasma chaso nah pumsi. The sakara will be replaced with nakara, harin iti rupam. First prathamayo pura savarnaha, then sakara syasthane nakara harin. Okay. Then rikaranta shabda. Let's take rikaranta shabda. Pitru plus au. Divachana. Pitru au. Pitru au. Idanim. See, pitru rikara hasti, therefore iko vana. Iko yanaki iti samanya sutram. Then prathamayoh pura savaranaha iti sutram. Iko yanaki iti sutram badhate. Kintu there is one more rule, that is ratongi sarvanamasthana yoho. Ratongi sarvanamasthana yoho overrules prathamayoh pura savarana. It says rutaha, if it is the rikaranta word. Rutaha gunaha bhavati is written here. Ratha sarvanamasthana, when sarvanamasthana pratyaya follows, that is the first five pratyayas. So when sarvanamasthana pratyaya follows, tada kim bhavati rikarasya gunaha iti rutongi sarvanamasthana yoho itasya artha. So it overrules prathamayo pura savarnaha. Ataha pitru au, then prathamayo pura savarnaha na bhavati kintu gunaha bhavati pitar au pitarau. Eum rikaranta shabde api prathama pura savarna dirgha na bhavati. Then it is ikaranta shabda. Take this called nadi plus au. Nadi au. Okay, now it is ikaranta, ataha iko vanachi iti samanya sutram. Then prathamayo pura savarnaha overrules iko vanachi. Then there is another sutra here. Dirghat jasicha. Dirghat. Dirghat jasi pare. Or ichi pare. It means ee urulu except akara, other swaravarna. So dirghat jas prateye pare athava ich varne pare purva savarna dirgha na bhavati. So it's apavad of pura savarna dirgha. Purva savarna dirgha na bhavati. These two nadichi and dirgha jasicha, they are directly apavada. So they say prathamayo pura savarna is not applicable in these conditions. So nadichi and dirgha jasicha dvayamasti. Dirghat jasi pare. Dirghat ichi pare pura savarna dirgha nasti. So there is dirgha nadi ikara asti ataha dirgha. And there is au. Au is in ich letters. Eu, eun, ruluk, eung, ai, au. Au asti. Ich varneshu asti. Ataha pura savarna dirgha na bhavati. So what happened now? Nadichi says this pura savarna dirgha is not applicable in this condition. Ataha, so now what we have to do, when he says pura savarna dirgha is not applicable, the general rule is applicable. Actually, I didn't mention when I yada maya nadi shabdasya vishaye uktam. Tada, actually I said some other rule. This is erane kacho. I will explain what is erane kacho later while explaining prati shabda. So what happens now? What happens when nadichi says pura prathamayo pura savarna is not applicable here, then the general rule is applicable. That is ikovanachi. Even the first, actually we applied ikovanachi only, but then the prathamayo pura savarna overruled ikovanachi. Then there is another sutra, nadichi. Nadichi says this prathamayo pura savarna not applicable here. Then nadichi is dirghajasicha. Dirghajasicha says it is not applicable here. Then again this general rule is applied. Ataha nadi au nadyo. This is iko yanachi. Ityanena yan. Okay. Then we'll take another example. This is prathi. This is slight difference. Anyo madhya bhedhasti. Nadi and prathi. Both are ikaranta, but kastana bhedhasti. Let us take prathi. Prathi plus au. Prathi au, te udaharanam svikurmaha. Now, okay. Prathamam, as I mentioned, Prathamam, this is Ikovanati, the Samana Sutram. Then, Prathamayo of Purasavaranaha overrules Ikovanati. Then, Dirgha Jasita says, okay, there is Dirgha, Prathiti Dirghasti, and this followed by Au, Ataha, Prathamayo of Purasavaranaha Jasutram, Napravartate, Iti Nadichi Sutram Vadati. Now, actually, as we did in Adishabda, what we have to do, we have to apply Ikovanati. When Prathamayo Purasavaranaha is prohibited, Yata Prathamayo Purasavaranaha itasya pravartihi nasti iti uktam, Dirgha Jasitavati Sutrena, Tada Kim Bhavet, actually we have to apply Ikovanati. But, here, in this example, Prathi, there is another apavada to Ikovanati, that is, I have written here, Atishnu Dhatu, this one. Atishnu Dhatu Bhruvam Yivoriyangvangav is another sutra. It says, which I didn't mention in my class previously, it says, Atra Iyang Bhavati. Ikarantasya. See, Prathi is derived from directly from Dhatu. So it is a Dhe Dhatu, and Dhe Dhatu becomes Dhi. In that procedure, so jayati dhatu is actually jay chintayam, jayati, jhana, the same dhatu here. Ataha, because it is a dhatu, jayati is a form of dhatu, atishtu dhatu is applicable. So ikaranta dhatu ikarana tatra iyang bhavet iti, this says, so. See, what happened, first Ikovanati, then Prathamayo Purasavaranaha, then Naditi said Prathamayo Purasavaranaha is not applicable, then again Ikovanati came, because it is a general rule, then Atishnu Dhatu overrules Ikovanati now. Atishnu Dhatu says, no, Ikovanati is not applicable, the end, Ikovanati end is not applicable, but Atishnu Dhatu itanena iyang, iyang bhavati, atra iti vadati. But again, it doesn't end here. There is another apavada to Atishnu Dhatu, that is Iranyakasa, this next sutra. So it says, again, there are some conditions to Iranyakasa Sanyoga Purvasya. There should not be a Sanyoga. So there is no Sanyoga in this Dhi. There is Sanyoga in Para, but there is no Sanyoga immediately before Ikara. Ikara Purvam Sanyoga Nasti. Therefore, this Iranyakasa is applicable. Iranyakasa is also end. Iranekacho ityanenapi yen uchate. See, this is also yen santhi only, actually. And Ikovanati is also yen. But this is a general rule. Ikovanati yen is a general rule. Iranekacho yen is an exception. It is a, Atishnu Dhatu yet sutramasti, tasya badhaka yen asti. Tam bhajitva Iranekacho yen pravartate. Ataha atra kim bhavati, so iyang na bhavati, Atishnu Dhatu is not applicable, but erane kacho itanena yan bhavati, we get the same form, pradhyav. See, when we see the form, pradhyav and nadhyav, we think, okay, these both are same, means say there is, rules are same, nadhyav and pradhyav. Because the forms are same. Nadyau, Nadi au Nadyau, Yen Nasti, Prathi au Pradyau, Yen Nasti. Kintu, though the result is same, means Yen Nevasti, Ubhayatrapi, Nadyau, Pradyau, but the procedure is not same. Prakriya Yasti, Sa Samana Nasti. Nadyau ityatra, Ikovanati iti Yen. So first Ikovanati, then what happened? Prathamayo Purasavaranaha overruled Ikovanati, then Dirgha Jasita says, no, it's not applicable here, therefore we applied Ikovanati. So it's very simple in Nadyo. But in Pradyo, what happened? First we tried to apply Ikovanati, then Prathamayo Purasavaranaha overruled Ikovanati, then Dirgha Jasita says, no, it's not applicable here. Then again we tried to apply this general rule Ikovanati. Then there is another exception to Ikovanati, that is Atishnu Dhatu. This rule, it overruled echo anati, then we have tried to apply atishnu dhatu, then there is another rule that is erane kacho, which overrules atishnu dhatu also. So we applied erane kacho at the end and we got pradhyau. So this is how the rules are applied. Yom rupena sutrana manmaya bhavati. Atah yada rupam kevalam pasyamaha tada bahu saralam iva bhati nadyau pradhyau iti. Kintu yada ashtadhyayim pasyamaha, ashtadhyayi sutrani pasyamaha, sutrana manvaya kasam iti chintayamaha, tada tatra yom vyavastha asti. As Kalyanajik said, mentioned, it is computational. Yathagatra ganakayantre karyam bhavati, general rule apavada, again general, then again there are some apavadas, yom rupena atra karyam bhavati. Okay. Ataha, see, nadyo and pradyo, yen eva, in both the places we applied yen. But in nadyo, it is yen with this sutra, iko yana chiti sutra yana yen. But in pradyo, the yen by erane kacho asanyoga purvasya. Okay. This I showed because how to show how ashtadhyayi rules are applied. So how ashtadhyayi works. So otherwise, because there were some questions regarding prathamaya purasavarna in my class, therefore I wrote all these sutras to show how, because see, prathamaya purasavarna, this purasavarna dirghaha, though it is an apavada, it has many apavadas. See, removing this, purasavarna dirghaha, though it is an apavada, apavada sutra me vasti, purasavarna dirghaha. But there are many badhakas to purasavarna dirgha. As I mentioned, in Rama plus Au, Nadiji says no purasavarna dirgha is not applicable in this condition. Ataha purasavarna dirgha na bhavati, but vriddhi rechi is samanya sutram bhavati. Then in Nadi plus Au, as I showed just now, dirgha jasit says prathamaya this purasavarna dirgha is not applicable. Therefore, we applied Iko Anachi in Nadyau. And Nadi plus Us. Again, Dirgha Jishirja says, this Purasavarana Dirgha is not applicable. Therefore, we applied Iko Anachi in Nadyaha. But in Prathi plus Au, we try to apply Iko Anachi, then this Purasavarana Dirgha. Purasavarana Dirgha Napavati Kimartham, again this Dirgha Jishirja says, this is not applicable here. Then though we try to apply ikovanati, again there is an apavada to that, there is achishnu dhatu. It is overruled by erane kacho. So at the end we applied erane kacho in this example, pradhyau. So we couldn't apply prathamaya purasavarna here. Same with vathu also. Vathu also we applied ikovanati, vadhuvau iti rupam bhavati. And rama plus am. Rama am atanapi prathamaya purasavarna na bhavati, but amipurvaha overruled prathamaya purasavarna, ataha atara purarupam bhavati, ramam, harim, gurum, ityadishu. And in rikarante, again there is a rutongi sarvanamasthana yoho, which overrules prathamaya purasavarna, ataha gunaha bhavati. And in jas pratyaya, hari, jas, or guru plus jas, bahuvatana, hari shabdasya, guru shabdasya, cha bahuvatane, again, we couldn't apply prathamaya purasavarna because jasicha is there. So jasicha overrules prathamaya purasavarna, ataha atra gunaha krataha. Only in some places like this, we applied purasavarna dirgha. Hari plus au, hari. Guru plus au, guru. Mati plus au, mati. Dhenu. Or in bahuvatana, harin. Dityaya bhakti bahuvatana, harin, gurun. Etc. So, though the sutra says, prathama yoho, prathama yavakto, dutiya yavakto, prathama yoho iti asti, prathama yoho pura savarana, prathama yavakto, dutiya yavakto cha. Achi pare, when prathama yavakto he, dutiya yavakto cha, ach pratyaha. Ach, sorry, prathama yavakto, dutiya yavakto pratyaha, which begins with ach. Pratyaye pare, so there are actually five pratyas which begin with ach. Kintu sarvadapi purasavarna dirgha na bhavati. Though the sutra says पुरसवर्णदीर्घः भवति इति किन्तु सर्वत्र पुरसवर्णदीर्घः न भवति किमर्थं न भवति देर् आर् बाधकसूत्रास् संवार पर संवार अपवाद एवञ्च बाधकसूत्राणि सन्ति अतः सर्वत्र पुरसवर्णदीर्घः न भवति किन्तु क्वचित् एव लैक् एस् ऐ गिव् सम् एक्साम्पल्स् हरि औ गुरु औ आर् हरीन् गुरून् तादृशेषु स्थानेषु एव प्रथमेव पुरसवर्णदीर्घः इति सूत्रं प्रवर्तते. ओके, there are some questions, I think. Can you kindly explain erane kacho and achishnu dhatu again, please? Okay. See. Atra sutram dirgham asti. The sutra is long. Achishnu dhatu bhruvam yuvo riyangu angau. Ti sutram vartate. Atra ekam nimesham. Ha. इवर्ण उवर्णान्तस्य धातोः इवर्णान्तस्य उवर्णान्तस्य धातोः प्रथि इति इवर्णान्तः धातुः धि प्रवेशोपसर्ग धि इति इवर्णान्तः धातुः इट् वास् ध्यै इति धातुरासीत् देन् देर् आर् सम् रूल्स् आर् अप्लिकेबल् सारि ध्यै सम् रूल्स् आर् अप्लिकेबल् देर् फोर् ध्यै बिकम्स् धि. सो धि इति इवर्णान्तः धातुः. सो इवर्णान्तस्य धातोः धातोः अजादि प्रत्यये परे द प्रत्यय बिगिन्स् विट् अच्. सो द सेम् एक्साम्पल् प्रथि प्लस् औ अत्र इवर्णान्तधातुरस्ति प्रथि इत्यत्र and it is followed by au, that is ajadi pratyaya. Ajadi pratyaye pare ivarnanta dhatoh iyang bhavati iti sutrasya artha. This is the meaning of achishno dhatu bhruvam yuvo riyangu angau iti sutrasya ayam artha iyang bhavati iti artha. We know examples of iyang like striyau, stri shabda, strihi, striyau, striyaha, striyau ityatra iyang bhavati. There's another sutra, not this one, but same yang. Tatrapi yang bhavati, striyo. Tadvata atrapi syat, if you apply this sutra. Then, erane kacho asanyoga purvasya. Kim vadati, yadi ikarat purvam, there is ikara here, in prathi ikara hasti, yadi ikarat purvam, yadi kastana sanyoga nasti. So immediately before ikarat purvam, there is sanyoga here, but it's not immediately before ikara. Ikarat purvam iti sanyoga sanyoga iti sanyoga nasti tarihi kim yaneva bhavati iti sutram vadati. Iti sanyogo nasti tarihi yan bhavati, and there should be many ach anekach bhavet. So in that word there should be many ach letters. No, many means more than one. So there are two ach letters. One is here after in the pra there is a, and the ji there is e. So it is anekach. Anekach bhavet punah sanyogah na bhavet tada yan eva pravartate iti vadati. Ataha, so it overrules yan. यङ् न भवति किन्तु यण् भवति अतः प्रध्यौ इति रूपं सिद्ध्यति. ओके, वुडन्ट् अचिष्णु धातु भ्रुवां युवोर्वङ्गो वर्क् ओन्लि फर् धातु? यस्, इट्स् ओन्लि वर्क् फर् धातु. एरने काचो आल्सो वर्क् फर् धातु बिकास् द रूल् सेस् इट् इस् अगेन् इट् सेस् धातुवयव संयोगपूर्वः न भवति इति. Actually, I didn't mention this when I explained this nadi. I didn't explain these sutras, and I said it is just erane kacho, but there is this slight difference. Eranekacho is applicable if it is dhatu. So it be, if the form is a chain, is a dhatu itself. See, prati is actually jai chintayam iti dhatu, jai iti dhatu eva thi iti rupam. But nadi is not like that. Nadi ikare is of pratyaya. As I mentioned, there is a stri pratyaya in prati. But here it's not like that. Atra dhato haiva parivartanam bhavati kinchit. Ataha ayam ikarantaha dhatu. But nadi is not ikaranta dhatu. Ataha nadi ityatra, these two rules are not applicable. Atishnu dhatu and erane kacho. Idam sutra dvayam nadi shabde na anvayam prapnoti. Kintu prathi shabde anveti. Kimartam anveti iti chet prathi iti atra thi iti ikaranta dhatu rasti. Ataha atishnu dhatu iti anveti. Erane kacho itesya api anvaya bhavati. Ataha pradhyo ityatra api yan. Kintu yan ram erane kacho iti sutrena yan. Nadyo ityatra api yan. Kintu ikoyana chi iti sutrena yan. Astu? Okay, there is Parvatanathanji, question asked you.
Namaste Mahodaya. From the discussion so far on this pradhi and nadi and the differences, can I say that there are more nouns than number of dhatus? Every dhatu has a corresponding noun, but every noun need not have a dhatu. Is that statement correct? This is what I, even as I was listening to this thing. Is that correct? Is that correct? More nouns, more number of nouns than number of dhatus in Sanskrit.
Correct, because there is more number of nouns means in which sense means not derived from dhatus.
That is, every noun need not have a corresponding dhatu.
Okay. Yeah, that is, there are few such words which doesn't correspond with dhatu compared to Sanskrit words. This very few words are like that. But there are some such words. But here, exactly. This is but as you mentioned, it's correct. Means there need not be a corresponding dhatu to each and every word of Sanskrit. There are some exceptions.
So more number of nouns and less number of dhatus, if I take Sanskrit as a whole.
Means if you just say more and less, then it is because most of the forms are derived from dhatu only. Always this derived forms are more than the roots, no? So if you just say more and less, then obviously it's correct, because generated forms are more compared to the roots.
Okay.
There are only 2000. What I'm saying is, from one dhatu, we can derive more than 1 lakh forms.
Okay. I get
so
it.
So obviously less. But what you mentioned that all forms need not be correspond with the dhatu. That is correct.
There are some
exceptions.
Okay. Now I get clarity. Dhanyavada.
Okay. Namaste. Okay. Astu, I think it's clear. Agrima Pate again, let us follow as usual. Again, we stopped in Ajanta. I think Ajanta, we had to do Ajanta. Napumsaka Linga Shabda. And Punaha Agrima Pate, as usual, let us do Ajanta Napumsaka Linga. This I showed just to show how rules are applicable, because Purvasar, though it's Prathamya Pura Savarana Sutra Masti, Kintu Sarvatra Prathamya Pura Savarana Sutra Se Pravartir Nasti. Because the Ashtadhyayi works like this. There is Apavada, Parasutra, so we have to consider everything. Considering that, we have to apply these sutras. Therefore, वि कांट से ओके एवरीवेयर प्रथमे फुड सवर्ण दीर्घ इति एवं वक्तुं न शक्यते अतः इदं दर्शितवान् लेट अस अगेन इन द नेक्स्ट क्लास पुनः यथा पूर्वं वयम् अजन्त नपुंसक लिंग शब्दस्य प्रक्रियां पश्यामः तें कल्याण जी प्रश्न अस्ति वा कोपि
आई नो वी आर ऑलमोस्ट ऑफ टाइम इज अप बट लेट मी मेक अ कपल ऑफ इंस्पिरेशनल कमेंट्स इफ इट्स नॉट गोइंग टू ऑफेंड एनीबॉडी
डॉक्टर ओके
इफ यू I mean, I've been spending a lot of time on this, and I'm 75 years old. There's not much I can do with the languages used other than just being able to read scriptures or whatever. But for the young people of India and the rest of the world, you know, generally you try to solve problems by first determining whether or not it is impossible to solve it. So once you decide it is not impossible to solve it, then there are multiple solutions. So it probably takes about 10 years to learn Panini. Properly, and if we were to set a goal to learn it in 3 or 5 years, most of it, that would be a wonderful thing to do. And I'll give you one example. I spent so much time on the Sandhi rules, and then I simply wrote one of the Sandhi rules, like for example, Ego Yanachi. I simply put down E plus A equal to Ya, okay? Then change the E to Ik, which is the matrix. Plus H is another matrix equal to Yen, another matrix. So you can put equations together for all of these things, and you can definitely teach this and learn this with a lot less time. Just to give you a quick example, you know, I don't know if you guys remember, when I arrived here some 50 years ago, I heard John Kennedy, President John Kennedy said, you know, within a decade, we're going to send man to the moon. Guess what? In 1968, they did. What all he had to do was to say it and inspire people to do it. So even though we're spending a lot of time learning the way it has been learned for the last 2,000 years, I think if a young person or a group of young people can make a commitment to cut this time from 10 years to 5 years, I will do everything I can to support them as a person. So here's that's the challenge.
Okay, yeah, correct, yes, no, yeah, surely I'll think of that.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you. Okay, astu, tarihi yatra samapayamaha, praha agrima paathe anuvartayama. वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतञ्जलिं पाणिनिं सूत्रकारं च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयम्।